Welcome to all of you. We're just embarking on the 8th week, believe it or not, of our Word and Life series, Healing the Heart of Democracy. And this is the beginning moment when we gather ourselves, our minds, and our spirits to center down with our breath and the tides of the Greenpeace video so that we can come into coherence and readiness together. Well, now we are in sync with the earth, with our breath, and with each other. For the past 3 weeks, we have been privileged to participate in what we might call a citizen's gym to strengthen our capacities to engage in the processes of democracy, which needs the mindfulness and skills that we have been talking about. This week, we focus on hope and courage in the face of despair and fear, a sense of personal voice and agency. Barack Obama saw things clearly when he wrote, "Our public life withers when only the most extreme voices get attention. Most of all, democracy breaks down when the average person feels their voice doesn't matter, that the system is rigged in favor of the rich or the powerful or some narrow interest. So speak out." But finding our own voice takes courage and practice, just like acquiring the new habit of holding tensions between opposing viewpoints for long enough to find some common ground to use as the next step. So let us welcome Georgia and Nancy, who will guide us this morning to connect with our own deeply felt words, with examples, poetry, and skill building, so that we are encouraged to speak our truth.
Thank you. Thank you. I just love that breathing. It's just wonderful. Very effective. And what a beautiful day to be together. It's really good to be with you. Just a little reminder about where we are in our process. This is our 4th session out of 5 as we have been taking on these Parker's Habits of the Heart. And we're going to begin this morning with a little review. We've given you some what we're calling homework or extended learning to help you ground or to expand your awareness around this capacity to hold tension in ways that are life-giving. There's always this gap between where we are, the reality we're in, and where we would like to be or where we know we might be, and how to hold that tension in ways that are life-giving rather than the opposite, you know, to hold that tension with hope, et cetera. So we're going to do a little review about that habit and give you an opportunity to share a little bit about your homework. Remembering if you didn't have a chance to do some of the extended learning, by the time we get there, you'll have plenty to say. We're going to do a little review about this 3rd habit, and then we're going to delve into this whole piece around a sense of personal voice and agency. So again, it's really good to be with you again this morning. And so we're going to start, we thought to begin a little bit of review before you go into your triads with habit number 3. And Tim is going to share a little video clip of Parker Palmer talking about this 3rd habit.
The 3rd habit of the heart is an implication that flows from that 2nd one, which is a capacity to hold tension creatively. When I walk across lines of difference, I'm going to run into things that challenge my core beliefs, that contradict what I believe the facts of the case to be, that shake up my whole worldview. And I have to be in those places of difference with a capacity to hold tension patiently and openly in a way that says, I don't know everything I need to know. Maybe this other person knows some things about the world that I need to learn how to see. I need not to reject them out of hand or out of fear, but I need to hold that tension in a way that might open me to something larger.
So just a couple more things before we send you off into your triads. One is we wanted to, as always, very quickly go over our touchstones. And Nancy is going to screen share those touchstones. Just a quick reminder about choosing for yourself how to participate, making room for silence and reflection. We don't have to fill up the whole space, but listen carefully. Embracing differences, always no fixing, seeking to listen deeply to each other. When the going gets rough, turn to wonder. And of course, observing confidentiality. So as we go into our triads, if just hold on to those touchstones. And one more piece is Nancy's gonna post into the chat some reflection questions. And I'm gonna just talk about them briefly while Tim is getting us into our triads. But what touched you in Parker's video? What might have challenged you? Do you have any reactions to just that little piece? Perhaps it spurred some current news story that demonstrates this capacity to hold tension. If you had a chance to watch any of the video clips that we gave you as extended learning or any of the homework that we gave you, if you had a chance to do that, is there something you might like to share about that? If you took on the adventure, which was delving into some reflection on some place in your own life where you're holding this kind of tension and trying to be creative about it. So as we go into our triads, remember you'll have a total of 15 minutes, which gives each person about 5. We ask that you be your own careful timekeepers and make sure that everybody has an opportunity to share. And I think with that, we are ready for our triads, Tim.
All right, friends, just a reminder, you need to unmute yourself when you get into your room in order to speak. And if you end up in a room with only one or two folks, don't worry, I will be re-sorting you. But you should be in a group of 3, if not 4, depending, so because of the numbers. So have fun, and we'll see you back here in just a little bit.